This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Dr. Scott Tilley. He's a professor with engineering systems here at Florida Tech, and this Friday he is going to be part of the Library After Hours program, and he's going to be discussing net neutrality. Scott, tell us a little bit about net neutrality, why it matters, and why people should come to this free event.
Oh, thanks for having me, Terry. Net neutrality is actually a topic that doesn't have a great title, but it actually affects everyone who uses the internet. So if you have home access through Spectrum, Verizon, AT&T. In July 2015, the federal government decided to enact a law called net neutrality that basically moved all of internet access under a very old law called Title II from 1934, I think, which meant that internet access had oversight just like your telephone would. And the intention was to make sure that all the content that is delivered to your home or to a business is treated the same. That's what the neutrality refers to. So whether or not you're watching Netflix or doing FaceTime or just doing email, the ISPs won't throttle, that means slow down the speed of your internet access because they're not looking at what the packets are. Remember, everything on the internet is sent like kind of like an envelope, a packet, and they tend not to look inside the envelope. They just look out on the address and send the envelope along. There was a few instances, however, where certain ISPs were slowing down access to certain content or blocking access to different apps on your phone and so on if it competed with their own. So the federal government in 2015 decided to act to provide more oversight and more of a legal framework to make sure that they would have neutrality. The new administration is looking at peeling or replacing part or all of this legislation so that they would move out some of the privacy aspects of net neutrality to the FTC. It's currently under the FCC. And there's a new head of the FCC. His name is Ajit Pai. And he's not in favor, at least publicly, of maintaining the current oversight for the federal government. He believes that it is stifling innovation. People are concerned about net neutrality primarily because they're concerned about if, for example, let's say AT&T had a deal with Netflix. Maybe they would pay a bit more so that the content from Netflix gets to your home faster, which would mean the other content, say from Amazon Prime, would be slower. And you would be complaining about this because you're paying the same. That's what the common carrier part is. It's unclear whether or not this would actually happen if they unrolled net neutrality. There's also issues related to political issues, whether or not they would start looking at free speech. There are security aspects because as soon as you start looking at the content, the same technology is used for tracking malware, viruses, and so on. I've been asked, technically, can they do this? And the answer is absolutely. We already do it. So throttling content and speeds, it's easy to do. The question is more of a public policy and debate. So that's what we'll be talking about on Friday. It's a complex topic. I hope we're able to make it approachable for everyone. It really will affect everyone. It affects you now, even though you may not know it. Throttling happens with your cell phone sometimes if you're near your top of your data usage per month. Different carriers change their policies on that from a month-by-month basis, depending on who's providing oversight.
Wow. So there is a lot to learn. And will there be a question and answer period at the end?
Yes, it's myself and one other faculty member. We have kind of 10, 15 minutes just opening remarks each, and then we're going to open it up for just question and answer. I believe we'll also have a short video from John Oliver, who does the Last Week Tonight show, which I find to be great investigative journalism wrapped in comedy. And he's done two pieces on net neutrality, so I think they're going to show a short piece. It puts it in another perspective, and I believe there's refreshments, so everyone should come.
So this Friday, October 27th, 6:30 to 8 at the Evans Library, and that's right here on the Florida Tech campus. Scott, thanks so much for coming in. This sounds like a great topic, and we hope lots of folks will come out and learn more.
I hope to see everyone there on Friday night.